today is Gundicha Marjan Lila. So we were Gundicha Marjan Lila, the day that Mahaprabhu cleaned the Gundicha temple. So today we will read about that. E matta nararange dina khatto gelo jagannathera ratta jachani khatta hoilo. In this way the Lord passed his days engaged in various pastimes, and the Ratha Yatra approached. Pratame kashi mishre prabhu bolailo padicha patra sarvabhume bolanyanilo. First, the Lord called for Kashi Mishra and asked him to bring the superintendent of the temple and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. Tina jana pashe prabhu hasiya kahilo Gundicha mandirama jana seva maginilo. Smiling, the Lord asked them for permission to take on the service of cleaning the Gundicha temple. Paricha kohe ami sab sevaka tomar je tomar iccha se kartabya amar. The temple superintendent said, "We are your servants. Our duty is to do whatever you desire." Visheshe rajara agya hayatche amare kabura apane je se shigra karibare. The king has specifically ordered me. Immediately do whatever the Lord orders. Tomar jogya seva nahi mandira marjan e ek lila koro je tomar raman. Cleansing the temple is not a service befitting you, but you may perform such service as one of your pastimes if you so desire. And he's expressing his mixed feelings, right? Simultaneously, he's thinking, you know, I can't let the Lord do this. This is our duty to do for him. This is unthinkable. But yet, I've been ordered by my guru, so to speak, to do whatever the Lord says. So, I have to follow that also. So he says, okay, you know, if you desire you order that, then it's fine. But still, he says, but really it's not. He's saying it's not befitting you means it's my duty, it's our duty to do this. We feel shy to facilitate you doing that. However, if that's your desire, then we will accept. But he says, if you want to do this lila, right? Mahaprabhu is saying, I want to do this seva. But then the manager, he's saying, oh, if you want to perform that lila, like if that is your will, then okay. I cannot deny you. Kintu ghatta samar jani bahutta chahiye agya deho aji saviha anidiye. You will, however, want many water pots and brooms. Order me, and I will immediately supply you with everything. Nutana eka shatta ghatta shatta samar jani paricha aniya dilo prabhura iccha jani. Understanding the Lord's desire, the temple superintendent delivered 100 new water pots and 100 new brooms. Ardine prabhatte lanya nijagan shrihaste sabara ange lipila chandan. The next day in the morning, the Lord gathered his devotees and with his own hand adorned them with sandalwood paste. Shrihaste lila sabare eka eka marjani sabagan lanya prabhu chalila apani gundicha mandire gela karite marjan pratame marjani lanya karila shodhan. With his own hand, the Lord gave everyone a broom and then departed with all his associates to clean the Gundicha temple. They first swept the temple with brooms. Bhitara mandira upar sakala majilo singasana maji punastapana karilo. They swept the ceilings and everywhere within the temple. They swept the altar and then put it back in its place. Chotto boro mandira koila marjana shodhan Pache Taiche Shodila Sri Jagamohan. They swept all the small and large buildings within the temple compound. And then the Jagamohan, the area between the deity's house and the Kirtan hall. Means this, like that middle area between that type of area. Charidike Shatta Bhakta Samarjani Kore Apani Shodhina Prabhu Shikhan Nisavare. Hundreds of devotees swept everywhere. The Lord swept personally and taught everyone how to do so. Premala Se Shodhena Loina Krishna Nam Bhaktagana Krishna Kohe Kareni Jakam. With ecstatic praim, the Lord swept and chanted Krishna's name. The devotees also chanted Krishna and performed their service. Dhuli du saratanu dekite shobhan, kaha kaha ashru jale kare samarjan. Covered with dust and dirt, the Lord's body was beautiful to behold. The Lord cleaned the temple with his tears. Bhoga mandira shodana kari shodila prangan. Sakala avasa krame kari la shodhan. The Lord and his devotees swept the storeroom, the courtyard, and then all the residential quarters. Trinaduli jinkura sabe ekatra kariya bohirva selanya pelai bohira kariya. Combining all the grass, dust, and sand into a pile, the Lord would gather it into his outer cloth and throw it outside. Emata bhaktagan kari nijabase trinadhuli bahire pelai paramaharishe. With great joy, the devotees then started throwing the grass and dust outside using their cloths. Clothes. Prabhu kohe ke koto kariyacho samarjan trinadhuli dekilei janibo parishram. The Lord said, by seeing the grass and dust outside the temple, I will know how much you have labored and cleaned. I'm watching you. Sabhar janthana bhoja ekatra karila sabahoite prabhura bhoja adhika hoila. The dirt collected by all the devotees was combined into one pile, yet the pile made by the Lord was greater. 100 devotees all sweeping, and they piled all the dirt in them. The Lord sweeping, and his pile is bigger. He cleaned more than 100 devotees. Emata bhyantara karila marjan puna sabakare dilo karila vantan. In this way, the interiors of all the temple's rooms were swept. Then the Lord again assigned all the devotees areas to clean. Shukwa duli china kankara sabakara hadur bhalamate shodana karaho prabhura antapur. Throw out even finer bits of dust, grass, and sand. Clean the deity's room perfectly. Sabha Vaishnava Lanya Jave Dvi Bara Shodilo Dekhi Mahaprabhu Mane Santosha Hoilo. Viewing the temple after he and all the devotees had swept everything a second time, Mahaprabhu was satisfied. Arshata jan shatta ghatte jala bhari pratame lanya ache kala pekka kari. Another 100 devotees first filled 100 water pots with water and waited for the order to throw them. Jalano bhale jabe mahaprabhu koila tabe shatta ghatani prabhu age dilo. When Mahaprabhu called, "Bring water!" they brought the 100 water pots and placed them before the Lord. Pratame karila prabhu mandira prakhalan urdvadho bhitti griha madhya singhasan. The Lord and his devotees first rinsed the ceiling, the walls, the floor, the altar, and everything within the deity's house. Kapara bhariya jal urdhe chalaila se jale urdhashodhi bhitti prakalila. They filled basins with water and threw the water on the ceiling. After cleaning the ceiling, the water fell and washed the walls and floor. Shri Haste Korena Singha Sanera Marjan Prabhu Agi Jalani Dev Bhaktagan. The Lord washed the altar with his own hands as the devotees supplied him with water. Bhaktagan Kari Griha Madhya Prakalan Nija Nija Haste Kare Mandira Marjan. The devotees washed the interior of the temple's rooms. Each cleansed the temple with a broom in their hand. Keho Jalani De Mahaprabhur Kare Keho Jal De Tar Charana Upare. Someone brought some water and poured it on the hands of Mahaprabhu, and someone else poured water on his feet. Keho Lukanya Kare Se Jalapan Keho Magi Loi Keho Anya Kare Dan. Someone stealthily drank this water. Someone else begged for some of this water and then drank it. Another person distributed this water to others. So everyone's cleaning the temple, and a few people there are thinking, oh, let's drink Mahaprabhu's foot water. So they get some water and they do that, and then they're drinking and distributing Mahaprabhu's foot water while this cleaning is going on. Gharadhui pranalikai jal chari dilo se jale prangana sab bhare darhilo. After the room was washed, all the water was released into the drains. The water then flooded the courtyard. Nijabastre koila prabhu griha samarjan Mahaprabhu nijabastre machila singhasan. The Lord mopped the rooms with his own cloth. Indeed, he polished the altar with his own cloth. Shatagatta jale hoila mandira marjan mandir shuriya koila jenani jaman. The temple was cleansed with 100 water pots. The Lord cleaned the temple as though it was his own heart. Nirmal shi tala snigda karila mandire apana hridaya jeno dharila bahire. The Lord made the temple spotlessly clean, cool and pleasing. In this way the temple became just like an external manifestation of his heart. Means the atmosphere inside the temple was like the atmosphere inside of his heart. And these are the adjectives. Nirmal, Sheetal, Snigda. Nirmal means? Pure. Sheetal? Cool. And Snigda. Snigda means pleasing. This is the atmosphere. Cool, calm and pleasing. Clean. Cool, clean and pleasing. And maybe we can also note, right? This cleansing is going on this right today, right? Very hot time of the year, right? So then also the cooling aspect is significant in that regard. Shatta shatta janjal bhare soro bare ghatte stana nahi keho kupe jala bhare. Hundreds and hundreds of devotees brought water from the local reservoir. There were no places along the entire ghat. Other devotees also brought water from a nearby well. It means there's so many people on the edge of the thing taking water and passing it like in a fire line. There's not even room along the side of the ghat to get more. It's full of people. Purna kumbalanyaise shata bhaktagan shunya ghat lanya jai ar shata jan. 100 devotees brought full water pots up to the temple, and 100 other devotees took empty water pots back to the ghat. So you've got 100 people at the ghat filling up the water, 100 people carrying the water up, and 100 people taking empties back down. So you've got 300 people all moving water, and then another 100 devotees inside sweeping. So you've got 400 people together doing this
Word.
Nityananda Adaita Sharup Bharati Puri Iha Binu Arshab Ane Jala Bhari. All the devotees engaged in filling and bringing the water pots, except Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Charja, Sharup Damodar, Brahmananda Bharati, and Paramananda Puri. And it's mentioned in the commentary. You know, does that mean they just sat down on the side and were like watching everyone? It means everyone was bringing the water, but only Mahaprabhu, and they're the ones who actually were throwing the water in the temple. Everybody was working. It wasn't that these senior guys were like, you know, sitting on the side. Everybody was engaged. Ghatte ghatte, theki koto ghatta bangi gelo, shatta shatta ghatta loka taha loya ayilo. Many of the water pots broke when they collided with one another, and other devotees brought hundreds and hundreds of additional water pots to replace them. Jal bhare ghara dhoya dhoa kare hari dwani Krishna hari dwani bina arnahi suni. Everyone called Hari's name as they filled water pots and cleaned the temple. Nothing could be heard but the sound of Krishna Hari. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatera pratana. Krishna Krishna kahi kare ghatta samarpana. One devotee would ask for a water pot by saying Krishna Krishna, and another devotee would offer them one saying Krishna Krishna. Jai Jai kohe se kohe Krishna name. Krishna naam hoila sanketa sabakami. Whoever spoke said only Krishna's name. Krishna's name became the indicator of all desired ends. Pass me. Krishna. Krishna. Prema beshe Prabhu kohe Krishna Krishna naam. Ekale prema beshe kare shatta jane rakam. Wrapped with prem, the Lord called the holy names, Krishna, Krishna. The Lord alone did the work of 100 devotees. Shatta haste karena jena kalana marjan prati jana pashe jai karanya shikhan. It was as if he rinsed and washed the temple with 100 hands. The Lord would go beside each devotee and teach them. Bhalo karma deki tare kare prashangshan mane na milile kare pavitra vartsnan. When he saw a devotee doing a good job, he praised them. If he did not approve, he benevolently chastised them. Tumi bhalo kari accho shikhana anyare e Manta bhalo karma seho jeno kare. To the devotees he approved of, he would say, you have done well, teach this to others, so that they also perform good work in this way. Ekata shuniya sabe sankuchitanya bhalo matte karma kare sab manadiya. Hearing this encouragement, all the devotees would clean very nicely. Tabe prakalana koila Sri Jagamohan Bhoga Mandirari tabe koila prakalan. Thereafter the Lord and his devotees washed the Jagamohan and then the pantry. Natashala dui duilo chattara prangan prakashala ari kare kare la prakalan. They washed the portico, the vestibule, the courtyard, the kitchen, and so on. Means like these type of areas, like half inside, that these type of places. This means everywhere. Mandirera chaturdik prakalana koilo sava antapur bhalamatte duyayelo. They washed all the areas around the temple and very nicely washed all the inner rooms. Henakali godia ek subidi sharal Prabhura Charana Jugedi Loghatta Jal. While this was going on, an intelligent and simple-hearted Gaudiya poured a pot of water on the Lord's feet. One, here says, Subhudi Sharo. Simple and like sharp. Like simple and sharp, he came and poured some water on Mahaprabhu's feet. Shejalanyapane pana koilo Tahadeki Mahaprabhu Mane Rosh Hoilo. He then took the water and drank it. Seeing this, the Lord became angry. Jadyapi Goshai Tare Hanyatche Santosh Dharma Sangstapana Lagi Bahire Maharosh. Although the Lord was pleased with him, externally he became greatly angry in order to establish the proper etiquette. Shikha Lagi Sharupedaki Kohila Tahare E Deko Tomar Goriyar Abhyabahare. To teach the devotees, the Lord called for Srirup Damodar and said, just see the behavior of your Gaudiya. Just see. Purport. Quote, your, all Gaudiyas are subservient to Srirup Damodar. For this reason, the Lord used the word your. Very nice. Ishar mandire mora paradhoyailo. He washed my feet in the Lord's temple. Then he took the water for himself and drank it. Eaporare more koho habegati. Tomar goriya kore eteka durgati. What will be my fate for this offense? Your Gaudiya has implicated me in a terrible disaster. And I'm guilty of offense. You know, I've accepted the worship of someone else in front of my Lord. I've made an offense now. What I will have a, you know, some result, a bad result of this. Tabe Sharup Goshai Thar Ghare Hattadiya Dhekamari Purira Bhaire Rakile Nalanya. Srirup Damodar then took this devotee by the neck, threw him outside the temple, and made him remain outside. Punasi Prabhu Pai Kori Labinoi Agge Aparad Kama Kori Teju Jai. Then he returned to the lotus feet of the Lord and humbly requested, it is befitting to forgive him for this unknowing offense. He's not, you know. Please forgive him. Tabe Mahaprabhu Ramane Santosh Hoilo Sari Kari Dui Pashe Sabhar Vosailo. Thereafter, the heart of Mahaprabhu became satisfied. And he sat down. He sat everyone down in two lines. Apane vasiya maje apanarahate trinakha kara kutta lagilo kuraite. The Lord then sat down in the middle and began to gather up all the grass, sand and straw. Kekotto kurae sabe ekatra karibo jaral putaratai pat pita panyaloibo. I will gather together everything everyone has collected, and I will take as punishment putting filled dumplings from whoever has collected the least. Pittapanna. You know pittapanna? No? One type of sweet? One type of dessert? You seen that? No. We had sometimes. It's kind of like a crepe, but like sometimes soaked in some syrup and a little bit like malpua, that type of thing. You see? No. So, Mahaprabhu is saying, okay, now I want to see who did the most. And whoever did the least, what kind of punishment am I going to give them? That I will take sweets from them. I will make them give me sweets. Ematasavapuri Karela Shodhan Shital Nirmal Koila Jena Nijaman. In this way the Lord cleansed the whole compound of the Gundija temple and made it as cool and clean as his own heart. Pranalika Chari Jari Pani Bihailo Nuktananari Jenu Samudre Milailo. When the water flowed out of the drains, it seemed as if rivers gushed out to meet the ocean. Ematta pura dwara age patta jatta sakala sholila taake bani bekotta. In this way, all the paths leading to the temple gateway were cleansed. Who will describe it all? Nishringa mandir bhitara bahire sholila kaneke vishram kare nityarambilo. The Lord and His devotees also cleared the nearby temple of Sri Nisringadev. After resting for a few minutes, they began dancing. Charidike bhaktagan karena kirtan madhyanitya karena prabhu matta singhasam. The devotees surrounded the Lord and performed kirtan while the Lord danced in their midst like a mad lion. Shvedakampa vaivarnya shrupulaka hunkar nija anga dhuyage chale ashrudhar. The Lord then began to exhibit symptoms of divine ecstasy. Perspiration, trembling, pallor, tears, horripilation and roaring. The Lord's tears washed His body and showered upon those before Him. Charidike bhaktanga koila prakalan Shravanera megha jeno kare barishan. In this way He washed the bodies of all the devotees. He showered tears like a cloud in the month of Shravan. Means like August. Maha uccha sankirtane akasha bharilo Prabhura uddhandranitte bhumikam pahailo. The sky filled with the grand resounding sankirtan and the earth shook beneath the dancing of the Lord. Sharupera uchagan prabhure sarabhai anande uddandranitya kare gaurarai. The loud singing of Sarup Damodar pleased the Lord and He danced exuberantly in ecstasy. E mata kattokan nitya jekariya vishram karila prabhu samay bhujiya. After dancing for some time in this way, the Lord took rest. Acharya Goshai Putra Sri Gopalanam Nitya Karite Tare Agyadila Gauradham. One of the sons of Advaita Acharya was named Gopal. The Lord ordered him to dance. Premaveshe Nitya Kari Hoyla Mochite Achetan Hanyapteho Padila Bhumite. Wrapped with prem, Gopal fainted while dancing. Becoming unconscious, he fell to the ground. Aste vaste acharya tare koila kale shasara hita deke charla koila vikale. Advaita Acharya quickly took him in his arms. Seeing that he was not breathing, Advaita Acharya became upset. Nishringa mantra parimare jala chati humkarera shabde brahmanda jai pati. Reciting prayers to Nishringadev, Advaita Acharya sprinkled Gopal with water. The sound of his roaring fractured the universe. Ane karila tabuna hoy chaitan acharya kandena kande sabai bhaktagan. Advaita Acharya made a great endeavor to revive him, but still he did not return to consciousness. Advaita Acharya and all the other devotees began to cry. Tabe Mahaprabhura tare bhukka haste dilo uttaho Gopal bole uchai share kahilo. Then Mahaprabhu put his hand. Then Mahaprabhu put his hand on the chest of Gopal and loudly called, Gopal, arise! Shrinite Gopalera hoyla chaitan Upon hearing the Lord's call, Gopal returned to consciousness. All the devotees then began to dance, calling out, Hari! Elila Varniya Chena Dasa Vrindavan Atev Sankepa Kari Kari Lubi Varnan. Vrindavan Das Thakur has described this pastime, therefore I have described it briefly. Jai Sapuri Kari Shashi Goranga Yandarva Govinda Sundar Juki Jai. Tabe Mahaprabhu Kaneka Vishram Koriya Snan Kari Vare Gela Bhakta Gan Lanya. Then, after taking rest for some time, Mahaprabhu and his devotees went to bathe. Tirayutti parena prabhu sukkabasan shringadeve namaskari geda upavan. After getting up onto the bank of the reservoir, the Lord put on dry cloth. Then, after offering obeisances to Nisringadeva, he went to a garden. Udyane vasila prabhu bhakta ganalanya. The Lord sat down in the garden with his devotees, and Baninath Rai brought Mahaprasad. Kashimi Shratulasi Paritcha Dvijan Panchashatalok Jatta Kare Bhojan Tatto Anna Pitta Pana Savapatailo Deki Mahaprabhura Mane Santosh Hoylo. Kashimishra and Tulasi Paricha sent enough rice and dumplings to feed 500 devotees. Seeing this, Mahaprabhu was very satisfied. Purigoshai Mahaprabhu Bharati Brahmananda Advaita Charja Ar Prabhu Nityananda Acharja Radna Charja Nidhi Sri Bhaskaradhar Shankar Nandana Charja Ar Raghava Prakeshar. So, all those devotees are there. Prabhu agya panya vaise apane sarva bhoma pindara upare prabhu vaise lanya bhaktagan. Receiving the Lord's order, Sarvabhoma Bhattacharja personally sat down. The Lord and his devotees sat on small raised wooden platforms.
Jai
Gurudev. Tare tale, tare tale, kare anukram, ujjana bhari vaise bhakta karite bhojan. The devotees filled the garden as they sat down to eat in rows. Hariras bale prabhu dhake ghane ghan, dure rohi hariras kare nivedan. The Lord again and again called Hariras, remaining at a distance. Hariras then spoke. Bhakta Sange Prabhu Karun Prasadangikar E Sange Basite Jogya Nahi Munichar. My Lord, please honor Prasad with the devotees. I am wicked and not fit to sit in your association. Pache More Prasad Govinda Dive Bahir Dare Manadhana Manajani Prabhu Punana Bolilatare. Govinda will give me some prasadam outside the gate after you have all fished. Understanding his heart, the Lord did not call him again. What is his heart? What does he want? Why is Haridas saying, oh, I will not sit with you, I'll take after outside? Yes. He wants Mahaprabhu. Yes? Charup Goshai Jagarananda Damodar Kashishar Gopinath Baninath Shankar Haribeshan Karitaha Eshatajan Madhye Madhye Haridhani Kari Bhakta Gan Sharup Damodar Jagadananda Damodar Pandit Kashishar Govinda Baninath and Shankar distributed the prasad. From time to time the devotees called out the names of Hari. Pulina Bhojana Krishna Purvek Jaiche Khoilo Selila Mahaprabhu Mane Smriti Hoilo. Srimad Mahaprabhu remembered Krishna's pastimes, eating on the bank of the Jamuna. Jadyapi Premaveshi Prabhu Hoila Astir Samoy Bhujiya Prabhu Hoila Kichudir. Although the Lord was overwhelmed with prema, upon understanding the time, he again became somewhat calm. Okay. Then some other discussion is necessary. This pastime of their prasad taking goes on for some time. But today gives you the sense of the pastime, right? This particular day, they all come together in the morning, they go to the temple, they very enthusiastically clean everything, then they have a big kirtan, and then they have a big feast. This is the day as it went. And this is the day prior to Rath Yatra. So the Lord will, Jagannath, will come there the next day. So Mahaprabhu is preparing the place for the Lord to come. So there are two primary like metaphors or significance behind this pastime. One is that, as it's been revealed by Srila Rupa Goswami Prabhu, in the Rath Yatra, Mahaprabhu is in the mood of Radharani, feeling she is bringing Krishna back to Vrindavan. So this is like, you know, the Brajagopis preparing Vrindavan for the return of Krishna. That type of loving attachment is being expressed by the Lord. That is like the higher side of things. But then the other, more instructional side, is that for the Lord to appear in one's heart, right? It repeatedly mentions a few times, the temple became just like the Lord's heart. It became clean, it became pleasing, it became cool. It became a befitting place for the Lord to reside. So before Jagannath can come to the temple, it needs to be clean and fit for him to stay there. And similarly, our hearts need to be clean, pleasing, cool, places where the Lord can reside, where the name will want to appear. Then the different things that unfold in the pastime are instructional as to how that process occurs. For example, right, the Lord, he is encouraging the devotees to clean the temple, right? And he is watching them and saying, I want to see how hard you're trying, right? But at the same time, the amount that he cleans is 100 times more than what they clean. His pile is as big as 100 devotees. That means he cleaned 100 times more than each individual devotee, right? But yet he's watching every devotee and saying, I'm watching to see how much you clean. Even if really he's the one who's going to clean most of it, still he's watching, right? So then the idea is that it's twofold, that in our own life and in our own practice and in the course of bhojana kriya and anartha nivritti, right? We have to be all out trying as hard as we can. We have to apply ourselves fully. But at the same time, remember that really it's the Lord who's the one who's going to make these things happen, so to speak, or the really has the power to remove so much of the obstacles and contamination. But nevertheless, the Lord is right there with you saying, you try hard, I'm watching you, this way you try. So that can always be remembered, that as we try to engage in service to Guru and Vaishnav, in the chanting of the Lord's name, that the Lord, He's there, He's watching, He's with us, and He's eager to see that we succeed in these activities. And then, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he wrote some commentary upon this pastime, and he also compared and said that within the temple, there may be dirt, there may be sand, there may be grass, straw, all these different types of dirty things. So he compared those to different types of anartha. And it's mentioned that the Lord, they go, they sweep and they clean everything. And then he says, okay, go back and clean it again. And get finer things. And I heard one from one devotee, it's like third hand. There was some quote of Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj. He said, if you go to a hotel or some place, and you look, it looks clean. But if you get a broom and start, you know, going in the corners, you'll also get some dirt. Right? Like, something might look more or less okay, but if you scrutinize, you'll find some dirt is there. You know, so, like, some person was questioning the necessity of sadhana, or of, you know, the need to transform our hearts and our way of life, you know. And more or less saying to this person, you don't even know how dirty you are. You don't even know how contaminated you are. That's the extent of your contamination. But if you start to, if you begin the process a little, immediately you'll see how much contamination is there. Right? So many Mayavadis, so many well-to-do, educated gentlemen are very, you know, fond of their virtues and thinking they're very wonderful. Right? Thinking they're the leaders of humanity, they're the, you know, saving grace of society, all of these things. But yet, their hearts are ridden with aversion to the Lord, with the most gross form of contamination and maya. But they cannot see that. They cannot perceive that at all. They're thinking, I'm honest, I'm virtuous, I'm educated, I'm kind, I'm charitable. I am all of these things. So, thorough understanding of the anarthas that we face is necessary. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in Jiva Dharma, he listed 4 primary types of anarthas and gave an extended explanation of them all. And it was interesting, just recently I was listening to Srila Sridhar Maharaj, and like, I went through Jiva Dharma once, I got permission from Gurudev, and I went through something was there. And that part, I was like, wow, this is so valuable. Like, you know, specific delineation of all anarthas. I was like, that's pretty nice, you know. But I never heard anybody quote it, or anybody, like, use it ever. You know, and I was always thinking about that. Just a couple days ago, Srila Sridhar Maharaj was talking, and he's like, and what are the 4 types of anarthas Bhaktivinoda Thakur gave? And he's like, asking me, and I was like, yes! Huh? Okay, so the 4. First is Tattvavi Brahm, or Sasvarup Aprapti, means misconception, Apasiddhanta. And specifically, he says, within misconception comes misunderstanding of ourself, misunderstanding of the Lord, misunderstanding of what we should do with our life, all the different types of misunderstanding, a lack of sambandha gyan or dibya gyan. So having a mayavad conception, right, not having no faith or understanding of the position of the Lord, or having a Buddhistic conception, a conception of soul, understanding of self, or having a like yogi conception, not understanding that, you know, the path is what is revealed by grace rather than what I, you know, attain by endeavor. Right? There's so many different types of misunderstanding about who we are, about who the Lord is, and about what is our relationship. Then, second type, asad trishna, means desire for the illusion, desire for the mundane. And then we can give so many different examples of desire for the, you know, be it, you know, heavenly enjoyment, worldly enjoyment, worldly enjoyment in the form of education, worldly enjoyment in the form of power, worldly enjoyment in the form of wealth, you know, like desire, you know, and he lists like so many desires that are symptoms of this, like desire for a good family, desire for wealth, desire for, you know, higher education, like all, so many lists of all these different desires that are obstacles to devotion. So that's second one. First is misconception. Second is material desire and attachment. In gist, right? And in one sense you could say they're like the same thing. And they are. Right? But, you know, if you want to break them out, then they're listed like this. And third is aparad. Offense. And then within offense, right, we have 10 offenses to the name, 10 offenses to the dham. Within the 10 offenses, you have offense to Vaishnavas. Within that, you have so many different types of offenses to Vaishnavas. Then you have offenses in temples, in deity worship, and general, like, you know, animal killing, just offensiveness to other living entities. So like this, you have all different types of offenses. They're also anarchic. And then the fourth category is Hridoya Durbalja, or weakness of heart. Maybe you have some general idea about the Lord, about the soul. Maybe you've, you know, heard these books and heard from the mouth of the Vaishnava. Maybe you have some material attachment, but it's not so strong, right? You're not actively out there, like, you know, making money or stabbing people or, like, working so hard and cheating so much to get some stuff. Maybe you're just living a simple life. And maybe you know how to, you know, take off your shoes and pay dandavat and, like, not turn your back to the deity, and you're, like, a little careful about that when you come to the temple. And, you know, you follow Srila Charchamarsh's advice: don't see bad things, don't hear bad things, don't say bad things. And for the most part, you're not, you know, out and out, like, grossly offending, you know, other Vaishnavas on a regular basis. Maybe all of these things are there, right? But still, this Hridaya Durbalja, still, our heart may be weak. We may have a proper idea, know the proper behavior, and be able to follow it to a certain extent, but never fully give ourselves, never fully surrender to Him. And at times be overtaken by kam, krodh, lobha, moha. At times we may suffer from the attacks of these things. Like, that phrase is used in the beginning of Gita. When Arjuna is disturbed, Krishna says, "You're Hridaya Durbalja. Your heart is weak. That is your problem. Not the dynasty is this, and my mother and my brother, and, you know." No. Like, your heart is weak. That is your problem. Like, some... It could also go in the sense of, like, a lack of faith, a lack of resolve for all of these things. Maybe someone, you know, if you ask them, "Who's God?" they'll say, "Krishna." If you ask them, "Who are you?" you say, "A soul." And you say, "What should you do with your life?" "You should serve Krishna." But they don't really do those things. Like, they're just, they know them, but they're, like, leaving them to the side. Like, they don't have, like, the sufficient, like, internal motivation and drive to really pursue them. That all comes under the heading of Hridaya Durbalja. So these four groups of anarthas are given by Bhaktivinoda Thakur as a summary of, you know, maybe 50 different scriptures, or, you know, he's, like, extracted so many things to, like, come to that gist idea of what are the things that are really creating obstacles to the soul within the illusion. And I also heard something interesting recently. Someone was asking Srila Sridharmarsh, they said, they were asking about Indra and Brahma, right? And saying, in the Bhagavad, right, we hear, you know, Indra meets the Lord in Govardhan, Brahma meets the Lord in Vrindavan, and we also hear the Brahma Samhita, he's praising Krishna as, you know, Ishara Parama Krishna and all of these things. But then we also see, you know, Indra, right, he's so attached to his family that Brahma makes him take birth as a pig. And we see them, like, make so many mistakes and do so many things wrong, you know. And so this person, they're saying, "I don't understand. Like, if these souls are, like, the creator of the world, the king of the demigods, and they're, like, meeting Krishna directly, how can they go on, like, making these mistakes? How can they forget who is Krishna? How is it possible? How can they keep on making mistakes like this? It just doesn't make sense." The person was, like, a little, like, frustrated mood, you know. And in one sense, it's, like, humbling, you know, that maybe we seem, you know, we're in a very distant place from Krishna, we're here in, you know, just the ordinary, but we're hearing about these things, and we don't have so much, so to speak, direct experience of them, so we're always disturbed or very lowly. But all these people who meet Krishna directly, who have these divine visions and experience, oh, they're all very great and very fine. Right? But then it's like, what about considering even people who, like, meet Krishna, even Krishna who, like, whacks them on the head or, like, shows them, you know, even these type of things. Even they even after those things happen, their anarthas may persist. Even after those things happen, they may make mistakes, They may, you know, do other things. They may forget about that, right? Maybe Krishna is so wonderful, maybe he's so great, but I got 100, you know, wives in my thunder palace, and like, you know, I just don't really have much to complain about, you know. Whatever, like, even in that such a state as that, like, you know, this Hridaya Durbalja can remain. It is like the, you know, like even all these sages and things we read about in the Bhagavatam, you know, it's not necessarily like, they saw Krishna and then like, end of story, boss, and it's all over. You know, it's like, things are going on forever, and, you know, how many ups and downs and things will unfold in the course of the destiny of the soul, right? Cannot be summarized. So all of these anarthas are compared to, Saraswati Thakur compares them to, the dust, the sand, the mud, all the different things in the temple. Or these wicked desires, misunderstanding is within the heart, just as dirt, sand, etc. is within the temple. So Mahaprabhu is telling the devotees, clean out the sand, the dirt, get it, you know, remove all of it. It means purify your heart, remove all of these things. And even after they do that, and then he says, okay, now do it again. And but what you considered clean a little while ago, now make a higher standard and consider this also now dirty and remove that also. And, you know, in this way, like, purify things to a greater extent. So, that is the main thing we can take from this pastime and what is on our calendar, you know, this yearly remembrance of this pastime is that, you know, by the Lord's grace, He will, you know, for the most part purify us, but yet, you know, He wants us to be enthusiastic and, like, very eager to engage in that process and to work wholeheartedly towards that end. And to, like, maybe we could use Srila Govinda Maharaj's language about like the report card, like as we're going on, then we're testing, we're examining our own self, and we're seeing, have I done the best I could do? Could I have done this better? How much have I actually done in the course of my day, my week, my year? What percentage of my time was invested in, you know, devotional activities? And of that time, how much of that time did I spend like haphazardly doing it versus, you know, focused with enthusiasm, you know, like, and trying to monitor and live up to a higher standard on a regular basis. That type of self-analysis and internal adjustment is what will keep us on the path and over the course of years and lives. So, on this day, at the feet of Mahaprabhu, our Guru Bhargava, all the Vaishnavas engaged in this lila, you know, we pray for that type of joyful enthusiasm to take up the practice of improving and purifying ourselves. And, you know, to consider the other side of the metaphor that, you know, the highest types of devotees to, you know, welcome the Lord. They're purifying, they're taking the utmost care, you know, they're cleaning the, you know, the environment with their own tears, with their own clothes, they're with total heartfelt conviction. They're absorbed in such an activity.